This extract takes place shortly after I returned to England, returned to Eastbourne. We were given the chance by the hospital where my father died to go and visit his body, to say our goodbye to him. So myself and my two brothers drove over to Midhurst, where the hospital was, and we saw him in the Chapel of Rest. The problem was that we were all in the room at the same time. We didn't go one by one, and I felt as if I missed my opportunity to say goodbye to him. So when we got back to the house some hours later, I took the holdall that he'd taken to the hospital with him, containing all his possessions, and went upstairs to one of the smaller bedrooms and shut myself in, and this was my attempt to say goodbye to him. I shut the door and sit down, Dad's holdall on the bare mattress beside me. The zip parts to reveal his sheepskin slippers, offcuts of lurid green carpet glued to the soles for added insulation. Under the slippers I find his sponge bag. The contents are predictable enough. Lavender soap, a flannel, throat pastels, and so on. I turn back to the holdall. Beneath the sponge bag is the dark green tartan of his dressing gown. As I push the dressing gown aside, his hairbrush appears. Chipped wooden handle, one third of its bristles missing. I lift it to my nose. His smell is so vivid that it pushes at me like something solid, physical. Closing my eyes, I can almost believe he's in the room with me. At the bottom of the holdall is a pair of neatly folded blue and white pajamas. When I take out the jacket and hold it up, I can see that something has spilled all down the front, leaving a ragged stain. It's blood. My heart thuds once, as if it just collided with my ribcage, and the breath stops in my lungs. I remember what Robin told me about Dad's death being peaceful. It doesn't look peaceful. Dad would never use the word die, at least not about himself. He would always say, if something happens to me. Once, when I was 15, I heard him call my name. Here a minute. I found him downstairs, standing in the short passage that led to his study. What is it? I said. Dad stood at right angles to me, head lowered. I wanted to give you this. He handed me a bracelet. The two bands of age black and silver were carved with exotic designs in which I thought I detected either serpents or dragons. They were connected at one end by a hinge. At the other end were three tiny cylinders which slotted into alignment when I brought the bands together. Attached to a miniature chain was a bolt no thicker than a needle. Slide the bolt through the cylinders, and the bracelet would be securely fastened and couldn't fall off. It belonged to your mother, Dad said. It was one of her favorite things. I threaded the slender bolt through the cylinders, wanting to summon her, but I didn't know what her arms looked like. I had no sense of the color of her skin, or the texture, or the pattern her veins made underneath. The bracelet closed round a ghost wrist. Is it silver? I asked. Indian silver. Maybe you should keep it for me, in a safe place. I want you to have it now, Dad said, in case something happens to me. The words seemed to bruise my heart. Nothing's going to happen to you. Well, he said, his eyes lifting to the landing window. I don't want anything to happen, I said. Dad was still looking up into the stairwell. He'd be thinking of my mother, Wendy, and how she'd been taken from him. The coolness of the hall, the dimness. Always a gloom in that part of the house, even in the summer. Sitting on the au pair's bed, I stare at the black window. I try and make a list of things he loved. Boats, the sea, the poems of Dylan Thomas, women with straight dark hair, Turkish Delight, cricket, Laurie Lee, smoked haddock, he always called it yellow fish, smooth stones, custard, tongue. The others are downstairs in the kitchen. I can hear their voices through the floor. In case something happens to me. Well, now it has. Laying Dad's pajama jacket on the mattress, I lean over, press my face into the cotton. I stay like that for a long time, breathing him in, his last moments, his loveliness, everything he ever was.